Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz.
Some information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that there's been a slight increase in the extent of solar activity noted recently. The solar radio 10.7 centimetre flux has increased to 70, that's 70, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has increased to 5, a single digit 5. It's also reported that there's been one new sunspot observed on the visible face of the sun, which suggests that we may be coming to the end of sunspot cycle number 24. The latest dates of the start of the new cycle, 25, is that this is anticipated to be with us in about 12 months' time. So that means that high-frequency propagation will be considerably improved in the immediate future, with several long-distance circuits open on frequencies above about 10 MHz for darkness or semi-darkness paths. In the meantime, here's some information concerning monitoring we made here in Melbourne recently in our pre-dawn period between 1900 and 1915. Quite good reception on the 49 and 41 metre bands. And these are in frequency order. 5860 Radio Fada, broadcasting from the Kuwait transmitter in Persian. 5900 Radio Taiwan International, a new frequency, a new relay for this station from the Kostenbrod transmitting station in German. And 5910 Radio Romania International, broadcasting from the... And 5910 Radio Romania International, broadcasting in Ukrainian. 5960, the voice of Turkey, always a good signal, in Turkish. And 5985, China Radio International, broadcasting from a Beijing transmitting site in Portuguese. And 5990 on the next frequency, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran with its Arabic service. 6000, that's 6000, station known as Adi Gagayan, broadcasting from the Krasnodar transmitting station in Russia with programs in the local language. 6005 Radio Romania International, China Radio International, broadcasting from a Chinese transmitting station in Albanian. And 6090, another China Radio International frequency, broadcasting from Urumqi in Romanian. And 6110 China Radio International from Xi'an in Russian. And 6120 NHK Radio Japan in Tokyo, broadcasting from the Yamata station in Japanese. And 6145 the Korean Broadcasting System, broadcasting from the relay station at Wolverton in England with programs in French. And 6155, the BBC from the Soho Tome relay station. This is a newly introduced relay service of the BBC, broadcasting in English to Africa. 6170, the Voice of America from the Biblis relay station in Germany with programming in Kurdish. And 6180, Voice of America again from Soho Tome relay station, broadcasting in French. And 6195, the BBC, broadcasting from the UAE relay station in the Bayah in English. In the 41 metre band, some signals there between 1900 and 1915, 7445, All India Radio in English, good signals, 7435, China Radio International from Xi'an in Hungarian, and 7415, another CRI frequency from Urumqi in German, 7265, the BBC in English from the Madagascar relay station to Africa, and 7235, the Iranian broadcasting station in Tehran in Hausa, and 7205, a newly introduced frequency for Radio Romania International in Portuguese, and 7225, the Voice of America from the Biblis Germany relay station in Kurdish. So quite good reception here in Melbourne recently during our pre-sunrise period. Dark and cold, but these quite good signals on the 49 and 41 metre bands. And that type of reception should continue in the days ahead. Information now from the world of clandestine broadcasting, all unofficial broadcasting on shortwave. This is from the Bulgarian DX blog, who specialise in monitoring these types of transmissions. The Echo of Hope, broadcasting in Korean, midnight to 0400 on 4885 with 100 kilowatts to Northeast Asia. And on 6250 from midnight to 0400 with 10 kilowatts. And finally on 9100, unusual frequency, same time period, midnight to 0400, also with 10 kilowatts. And also from Korea, the Voice of the People, 24 hours on 3480 with 50 kilowatts in Korean, and 3910, 3930, and two other frequencies, 4450 and 6520, all with 50 kilowatts. Station known as Radio Republica, broadcasting 0100 or 0300 on 9490 from the Issoudun transmitting station in France with 150 kilowatts, programs to Cuba in Spanish, antenna 285 degrees. And Radio Iran International, broadcasting 0200 to 1400 on 11550 from the relay station in Yerevan, Armenia, in Farsi to the nearer Middle East, 100 kilowatts and 100 degrees antenna. And the Voice of Kashmir, 0230 to 0330, it's only 1 hour a day, on 6030 from the station in India, 100 kilowatts in Kashmiri to Southern Asia. And Republic of Yemen Radio, broadcasting on 11860 from Jeddah in the 25 metre band, 0300 to 2300, and in Arabic to the nearer Middle East. That's a relay of one of the domestic services. And Radio Free Kashmir, broadcasting from the Nexus relay station, that's IRRS, on shortwave 7355 between 0330 and 0430 to Southern Asia in Kashmiri, and that's on Sundays only. And station known as the Echo of Unification, another Korean politically based station, 0400 to 0600 on 3966, 5905 and 6250 with 100 kilowatts non-directional to Northeast Asia. And the Echo of Hope, 0400 to 0800 on 3985, 75 meter band, 100 kilowatts in Korean to Northeast Asia, same time period, 5995 and 6350. And Radio Dabanga, 7315, using a relay transmitter in the Vatican Radio at Santa Maria di Galleria between 0430 and 0457 in Arabic to East Africa, 250 kilowatts and antenna 151 degrees. And the same program on another relay station from Madagascar, 11650, also 250 kilowatts and 335 degrees. And Radio Nadarasan International, using the BBC's relay on Ascension Island on 5960, 1 hour daily, 0500 to 0600, to West Africa in the Kanuri language, 250 kilowatts and 055 degrees. And Dandal Kura Radio International, 13590 from Nauen in Germany, 0700 to 0800, 1 hour daily, 125 kilowatts to Central Africa in Kanuri, and the antenna 185 degrees. And Voice of Freedom, another Korean based station, 0800 through to 0400 on 6045, non-directional with 10 kilowatts to Northeast Asia. And Radio Ergo, that's E-R-G-O, from Dabaya in the UAE, the relay station there, 17845, 1200 to 1300 to East Africa in Somali, and that's 250 kilowatts and the antenna 225 degrees. And National Unity Radio, yet another Korean-based station, 1200 to 1500 on 7340 from Dushanbe with 200 kilowatts and the antenna 071 degrees.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.